From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
I don't get it.
What?
Something like half the people on the planet are overweight or obese, right?
Well, I don't think it's that much, but obesity is a problem.
So anyway, what I don't get is why we don't just put more money into educating people about healthy eating. If people knew more about the health risks associated with obesity, they'd probably eat better.
But this year, the U.S. federal government will spend over $1 billion teaching kids about healthy eating.
Great.
Maybe. But an Associated Press review of over 50 school-based nutrition programs found that they mostly fail. It seems that no matter how much teachers talk to kids about eating fruits and vegetables, it doesn't make much of a difference in what they actually eat.
But why?
Nobody knows. I guess there's a big difference between knowing that eating vegetables is healthy and actually doing it. And there are just so many factors that contribute to obesity. Genetics, family eating habits, lack of exercise.
Does this mean that nutrition education is pointless?
Not at all. It could be that we just haven't found the right way to get the message across. Maybe the key is changing not only people's attitudes toward food, but their actual behavior.
Which is really hard to do.
Exactly. The frustrating thing is that we know how to curb obesity, eat less, and exercise more. It's simple in theory, but getting people to actually do it is a problem that scientists haven't solved.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Thomas Baranowski at the Baylor College of Medicine, Houston.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. And for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.